Thank you for calling our Dial-A-Story hotline. The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Startled at the stillness broken by the reply so aptly spoken. Doubtless, said I, what it utters is only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, whom unmercifully disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore, of never, nevermore. But the raven still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of the bird, and the bust, and the door. Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore. What this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking, nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press on nevermore. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled upon the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite, respite from Nepthy, from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff, this kind of Nepthy, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, I said, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent, or whether temptest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home of by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore. Is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, I said, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a saintly maiden, who the angels named Lenore, clasp a rare radiant maiden, whom the angels named Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked, upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, on the pallid bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er his streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted, nevermore. The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.